Hello, this is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hey, we're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
CFRC Live Sessions with Monic.
Used to be a dream ride where my body would cave in. Full collapse, you run right back and say everything ran. No, it's got a darker edge, but I was desperate then. Singing the blues with concrete shoes to no one listening. Used to be a dream I had, would be worth it in the end. The endless with the storm cloud days that I'd always defend. Should've listened to my friends, but I put everything on red. The nails still deep and buried. Did you get your justice done? Nothing left to grieve, just solace in the space that you once occupied with me. Carrying myself back again through all my life down in the wake. The rain died down, the sun came out, I felt something start to show.
What's going on? Have you both?
Alright.
For endless something in a backseat while the car is all the way.
that's all, folks. Time for the interview.
Hey, it's me, Nate, from CFNC Live Sessions, and I'm here with Monik. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Andrew. I try to sing in the band.
I'm Nick. I play bass.
I'm Darren. I play guitar.
I'm Curtis. I play drums.
I'm Ryan. I also play guitar and sing, and sometimes I play keyboards.
Well, cool, guys. You guys just released an album recently. You guys want to talk about the process behind writing that and kind of just executing the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, we started writing that album before COVID, actually. We had the one single pretty much mapped out, and then COVID hit, and I was like, well, that's great. I've got all this time to write, I guess. Started writing and could kind of eventually kind of see the line that connects the songs. I was like, oh, wait, this is like an album. It's kind of like focused. And I think one point we got jumped on a Skype session and we just listened to the whole thing through and we were like, yeah, that's good. And then we got back together once we were allowed to be back together, and it just took a little bit extra long because we wanted to play shows at the same time, and we had just gotten a different drummer, so we're trying to show him the songs, trying to also get him to learn the songs that we are putting on the album, so putting a lot of pressure on him.
Well, I also want to mention, like, Curtis didn't know the songs, and we came in, and his way of learning the songs was, hey, we need you to record the drums. So not only are you learning these songs, we're immortalizing them in a recording. So good luck. So, you know, Curtis's experience was kind of wild, but I mean, a great way to finalize the drums and a great way to learn them.
Yeah, honestly, kudos to Curtis for just taking everything we piled on him.
Keep going.
I mean, like the recording process, like it was totally like DIY on our part. Like we just kind of like piled everything together in my parents' basement and recorded it all there. And I like mixed and mastered it at home.
Cool. Yeah. So you guys seem like really tight knit, but Curtis, you kind of seem you came in late. How did you guys all meet up and kind of just went playing together?
Well, we kind of just absorbed a bunch of people along the way. Mm-hmm. Like the first lineup of this band, you wouldn't recognize, but we grabbed Nick, who just really liked us from seeing us at a show before. Ryan recorded our first album and liked it enough that he joined the band. Curtis, we've just been buddies with for a long time, and when we needed a drummer, he decided to jump back on drums after years and step up to the plate.
He left retirement.
Yeah, we brought him out of retirement for it.
Sunny Florida. For the cold streets of Kingston.
And then Darren's actually the newest member. We just got him.
Oh.
Because I got tired of playing guitar. So. And he's been killing it.
Yeah, that was really sick. And then the fries you were doing tonight, that kind of seems like difficult to play guitar with at the same time.
You know, I'm learning how to do it properly. There was a lot of. We used to do a couple runs before I was doing like vocal warm ups. Because I'm dumb, and like vocal exercises and stuff, where by the time we were done, I would just have no voice. Like, there's a couple car rides where I'm like, that's nice, that's great. just can't say anything, but yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but it sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, it's like you guys went killing it today, and you guys, I bet, all agree with that too. And I had to mention, I see the Green Day tattoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming with pop punk being like in forte, you guys all kind of have similar interests in music. You guys want to talk about how that inspired you and like what bands kind of inspired you too?
Well, you write the songs, man.
I mean, I'm influenced by like everything, like, though. I would say like, yeah, there's Green Day, Blink-182. For me, it's more of a lot of modern pop punk, like Wonder Years, Hot Mulligan.
Oh, yeah, those guys are sick.
Yeah. I recognize that.
Yeah. I listen to music all of the time, and I'm constantly finding new bands, so I'm just influenced by literally anything and everything.
Yeah, like I pretty much just listen to bands that sound like us. So like,
yeah, we just listen to other bands that sound like us and rip them off.
Also, I saw you guys uploaded a music video. Thank you, Chef.
Yeah.
Is that the first video you guys recorded together?
No, we did one for Everything's All Right from our first album with Justin, our buddy Justin Holland. It was a pretty fun experience, but with Chef, we wanted to do something DIY and easy, so we got our buddies to lend us their garage for a day and asked all our friends to come out, because I thought that would make it more sentimental and sweet, because...
Well, I just want to add on to, like, the recording of that music video was across, what, 2 weekends?
Yeah.
So we got the garage, and we had put the camera down, and you'll notice if you watch the video, it's a still facing into the garage, and, you know, we just goof around and mess around and all of that. And then the next weekend, like, we're wearing, I think, the same outfit. We put on the same clothes.
Yeah, I think we tried to put on all the same clothes.
We put tape on the ground on where the camera was, but the rain washed it away, so we just kind of had to guess and put it back. And if you watch the video and you're, like, pay enough attention, you can see the camera move, but I think we did pretty good considering.
Yeah.
Darren wasn't in the video.
Darren wasn't in the video, no. That's pre-Darren era.
Yeah, I'm in the next one.
Yeah.
He is in the next one. Mm. You're in the Just Desserts video, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, big things coming. And you guys only in October played the emo night at the mansion.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emo nights, Andrew and I have kind of hosted emo nights, kind of a DJ emo night, like, you know, over time, just because we noticed Kingston didn't have that. And a lot of people like to have that nostalgic thing. But we kind of discussed doing a live emo night, and we didn't want to oversaturate it where we're doing live emo nights all the time. We're basically just evolving into a cover band. Like, as much as everyone loves those old music, like, I don't really want to play it all the time. But we decided, you know, once a year we want to host this big event where we just bring, you know, a bunch of bands that we really like and we play with, and each of us just pick a band that we want to cover. Last year we did Jimmy Eat World. This year we decided to play My Chemical Romance, and we weren't sure what to expect going into it. Last year we were kind of a little nervous, but it nearly sold out. And then this year we weren't too sure what to expect, but you know, we were pretty confident. My Chemical Romance, again, nearly sold out. We were counting numbers, but at the end of the day, just make sure that we weren't over capacity. So it's been a really, really big hit, and a lot of people enjoy it. And you know, we're likely going to be doing it next year for all I know. And it's just this yearly thing that we like to put together.
Yeah, cool.
I like that you say that we were confident. I was nervous right up until we played the set.
Dude, I was shaking on stage. Like,
those are some crazy vocals to be pulling off. So I'm glad that we pulled it off the way we did, and everyone was. I don't think I've seen the mansion that full in like a long time, and everyone was just participating and screaming back at us. So
yeah, I think the only other time I've seen the mansion that full was when Gob came in like. 10 years ago now, you know, the place was packed.
Yeah, you basically, you walk in and it's kind of like a decent temperature, but as you start ascending the stairs, it's just like, oh God.
Yeah, yeah, the heat wave.
Yeah.
All right, well, last question I got from you guys. What's next for Monic?
Lots of shows. We're writing new stuff. We'll probably never stop writing new stuff because I can't help myself. Do some more touring. You know, we'll get Curtis on vocals. Surprise.
Got shocked by that.
No, it's all good. Yeah, really, it's at this point, you know, we spend so much time writing and recording the album. At this point, we just want to get it out there. So for us, it's just continually trying to do shows, try to go further than what we're kind of comfortable playing and just play at other cities. You know, we've played Kingston a bunch, but now at this point it's like, okay, where do we go next? What city do we visit? You know, looking at the East Coast, West Coast, and all those different elements, and just try to push the music out there.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by today. We're happy to have you guys.
And, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You guys found a new favorite band of yours. So thanks for sticking with us. We're on 101.9 CFNC, and this has been CFNC Live Sessions.
CFRC.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Sam Borman from CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a second year media and political studies student, and my favorite part about CFRC is the freedom that they allow me to really play whatever I want, and the community, and how helpful everyone that volunteers and works here is. If you want to hear more from me, I have a show called Punk is Dead on Monday nights at 10 p.m. And our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made at cfrc.ca. Thank you for all the support you've given CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your credit card and pay on the go, enjoying the freedom from price surging during high demand times. You can also call for a cab at 613-546-2222 any time of day or night for comfortable and speedy transportation. Serving Kingston since 1939, Modern Taxi proudly supports local radio and the Queens community. It is your number one service for fast local transportation. Learn more at moderncitytaxi.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, undergoing our annual funding drive. Support CFRC in our support for local artists by making a donation today via CFRC.ca. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a great track from Straight Home to You, local country artist Clem Chesterfield's third album following his earlier releases, The Chronicles of Clem Chesterfield and Of Lures and Love. This new 12-track album sees Clem joined by his band, the Lazy Boy Recliners, on a spirited journey across the high plains of Kingston. With a touch more grit woven into the familiar twang of his earlier recordings, the sound drifts confidently into country rock before circling back to the rich acoustic harmonies delivered by the Lazy Boys. Let's jump in now and enjoy Yesterday's Grind by Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners right now on the Release Radar Rundown.
I sit down for morning coffee. Boy, that shit gives me a rush. I roast my own beans, got a damn French press. Yeah, I go to all the fuss. When I open my blender, look down in the bowl, and what do you think I find? Dried up chunks of nothing but yesterday's grind. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's told. I chewed up loves and I spit them out like sour wine, it seems. Got fired up with a couple of friends. Yeah, we tried to make some dreams. I know what I know and what I don't about that. And sometimes it's on my mind. But I'm done with sleepless nights, my friends, at yesterday's grind. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's grind is gonna take its toll. Don't you know what you can't control? Are the very things that can take their toll. And if you don't try and let them go, they'll eat up a part of your immortal soul. I
tomorrow. I can't possibly see that line. My mind is set on trouble. It's taking up all my time. I just want things to hurry up and be like days gone by. Now I see that I am stuck in yesterday's grind.
Welcome back. That was Yesterday's Grind by Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners. Coming up next on the Release Radar Rundown, we've got a pretty sweet selection from Seth W.J. Hunt's new album, Almost Famous, Almost 25, a collection of songs about heartbreak, anxiety, and the search for self-worth. Written in New York City and recorded in Kingston, the album tells stories of love, loss, and trying to find where you fit in. The music is honest and melodic, blending raw emotion with classic influences from The Strokes, Ryan Adams, The Cure, Oasis, and the Beatles. Get hold of the album now and enjoy a single from it called Lose My Head with us right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think I like this light. I think you like it too. Sit in the park, people watching, I'll talk shit to you. Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull. But you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone I know. Been thinking about my drinking, say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it. And I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times before I go and lose my head.
these times before I go and lose my head while the songs play by the Grateful Dead. You and I see the skyline and now we're getting in my bed, and I'll promise you I'll try not to lose my head.
We are back on the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you by Modern City Taxi. Download the app, but a ride is always a phone call away by calling 613-546-2222. You just heard Lose My Head by Seth W.J. Hunt, and coming up next in our Rocket Docket, we've got Sweat by local electronic artist Cacao, a single that's been charting away on the national earshot charts for the last 9 weeks. The new single represents an evolution in Cacao's sound. Heavy, hard-hitting electronic dance music, the song looks towards the future of space and sound, expressed in a high-energy, funktastic journey, and takes listeners to the forefront of the top tier of Kingston's electronic music scene. And man, this self-identified funk machine is prolific. Keep up with the latest news, upcoming shows, and spectacular collaborations with fellow local artists by following him on Instagram at @cacao_official. Get up and get moving right now. Here's Sweat, right here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Hit out of the speakers, April rain on the side of the Hyatt, gas fumes like the side of the highway.
baby driver. Burn up the house, work like sweat. Bury my family, bury my friends. Bury my fields, stay dreaming and lonely. Cradle and Stanley, cry like Kobe. Swirls made for the trophies. Put down the cups for a real for silverware. Grass see money before I see silver hands. Don't take up my devil and show me. Oh, I wanna live a life in a stormy sun. Star 7, baby, and Tony. I'm going to lean. I should be from Maloney, Madonna. And hit me and stand like it's Hannah. Kissing the lyrics and pictures for better. Holding Gary with a song of a she's steering the shower. She's in the flower. Heating my gums with purple payo.
Woof, what a great track. That was Sweat by Kingston-based electronic artist Cacao. Coming up next, we've got a selection from Cassador 2, the latest EP from beloved Kingston rockers Cassador. The new EP takes an introspective look into feeling human in the modern day and age, set to an authentic presentation of live performed rock music. The new EP, preceding a new album dropping this winter, is a truly local package of talent featuring writing and performances by Julia Finnegan, Brett Emmons, Namby, and Justin Rutledge. Get a hold of that new EP now, and in the meantime, here's Trouble by Cassador right here on CFRC Radio. We'll be right back. Wow, what a great song. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That was Trouble by Cassador from their new EP, Cassador 2. Up next, we've got a lovely selection from local artist Hylia's new EP, The Piano Sessions, which was recorded with just one microphone and a grand piano. Hylia reimagines a collection of covers in her unique style in this new release, and unlike her earlier recordings, this one is stripped down and raw, capturing the intimacy and authenticity of her live solo performances. Here's Gold Dust Woman by Hylia right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Release Radar Rundown. That lovely track was called Gold Dust Woman from Hialeah's new EP, The Piano Sessions. We've got time for one more song, and it's a banger called Endless Summer by The Petras, a track I hope lifts your spirits as the days get shorter and colder. This song is The Petras' second single, which captures the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer this year, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. It's definitely going to be one on my playlist while shoveling snow all winter long. And before signing off, today's intro and outro music bed is an older single by local rockers De Trois called Late Night Girls from their EP Health, released back in 2018. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram while you're there. Folks can also drop by our website right now as well to make a gift to CFRC and help us amplify local talent every single day with modern equipment and software. Every dollar matters. We appreciate your support. Visit CFRC.ca today for more details. For now, let's end our show with Endless Summer by local rockers The Petras. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Looking for a ride? Download the Modern City Taxi app to your mobile device and get to your destination quickly and safely while supporting a proudly Canadian local business, keeping your money in the community. Download the app now and get extra benefits like free advance booking, the ability to add your